Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Hey, this is Coach Anna McCoy. I want you to know that you're loved and appreciated. Welcome to Woman Act Now Radio with The Real McCoy. Today we're talking about time management. All month long we've been talking about goals. Girls, get optimistic about living. And the whole objective is to get you focused, to get you thinking about where are you going in 2010 and getting you excited because you can see your future. You know, today we had our Woman Act Now prayer this morning, and it was on a new thing. You know, God is going to do a new thing in you, not looking to those former things, but looking at the things that are before us. And I'm excited about that word because I'm excited and waiting in expectancy for the new things that will occur, not only in my life, but in the life of the women of Woman Act Now. So I am so excited about what we're going to talk about today, in the sense that I think one of the most important things to achieving our goals in life is to be able to manage our time. I talked earlier this week on our 15 Minutes to Destiny call about time management and how do you value time. What's your attitude towards time as it relates to setting your goals? And you can tell that basically by your punctuality. You know, are you on time? Are you ahead of time? You know, I had a great mentor in my life, Virgil Patterson, taught me about time, how important it was as it relates to time. So I want to encourage you that you have to be a woman who values her time. You know, how much is your minute worth? That's where I want to start this. When we think about time management, you have to also understand that time is currency. And we call that your time currency. Can you exchange your time for an opportunity of value? So that's why time management is so important. When we think about what is the value of your minute, when you think about Halle Berry, these are some statistics that I found online. Halle Berry makes $30 per minute. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but to me it certainly is a lot. You multiply that times 60 seconds, 60 minutes, and you'll see that she's doing pretty well. Multiply that times 24 hours, times 365 days, then you can start to see what the value of her minute is. So when you're saying, hey, can I have an autograph? You know, it's worth $30 if it's going to take her a minute to do it. Now we also, let's think about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, of course, his minute is valued. Actually, it may be less now because these statistics were before everything happened with him in these last few months. But his minute was valued at $175 per minute. Woo! Are you starting to get in the picture? No, I don't have time to sit here and talk to you because guess what? My minute is valuable, and that's why the subject today on time management is going to be so valuable to you, because I'm going to encourage you to determine what is the value of your minute. When you learn the value of your minute, you will start to protect that minute. Those minutes will now become hours. Those hours will become days. Those days will become years. So what is the value of your minute? Then we think about Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg, the value of his minute is $675 per minute. That's what he earns. Now we're starting to talk about some. But let me go on to Bill Gates, whose value, his minute is valued at $6,750 per minute. That is $112.50 per second and $4 million per day. Boy, when you think about it, you know, the value of your minute, it means something to have your time be worth something. So what is your time currency? What are you exchanging your currency, that time for in your life? Are you doing it for opportunities of value? So that's our subject matter today. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. I want to thank all of our listeners who joined me today and who's listening by phone, by internet. And listen, if you're listening and you're enjoying this show, I want you to subscribe to the show as well as tweet it or Facebook it on with your friends. So you don't want to miss today or share with them. So I see I have someone calling from the Dallas area. I have someone in probably in Nashville, Tennessee. Also in the Atlanta area who are currently listening to the show. So if you want to chime in at any point, you need to just let me know or press the button so that you can talk to the host and it'll raise your hand and I'll allow you to come in on our switchboard. So let's get started. Time management. The first thing, again, I want you to consider, what is the value of your minute? Let me help you figure out the value of your minute. I want you to, if you have a pen and paper and you're not driving, I don't want you to do that while you're driving. Just keep your eyes on the road, okay? But what I do want you to think about in understanding time, first of all, we've got to know, what are we managing? Why is this so important? Why is everybody on our case to be a good time manager? Well, there is a value in time, and how are we going to determine that value? We're going to determine that value by, first of all, identifying what is my minute worth? How much is my minute worth? When you think about how much did you earn in 2009? Whether you were part-time, whether you worked half of the time, whether you worked a little bit of the time, or you worked full-time, you're going to take that annual salary, you're going to multiply it by 1.5. Again, multiply your annual salary, all the money you earned, by 1.5. Now, it's important. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you've got to be able to convert your time into dollars. How do you do that? What is your time worth? What do you believe? If you were working in the workplace, perhaps maybe you're one of those, what we call those ramp moms. You know, and a ramp mom is the one who gets off the corporate roller coaster for a minute. She takes a detour. She raises her children, stays on it. And you know what? You might decide to get back on that ramp at some point in your life. And so what we want you to do is we want you to think about, what is your time worth? You're listening to Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. You can go to our website and click on the Woman Act Now Radio program. It's going on live right now. We're talking about time management. How much is your time worth? What is your minute valued at? So, Pastor Jerry, I want you to think about that today. What is your minute valued at? And when I finish this program, I'm going to give you a call back. But you can watch it on Ustream on your iPhone, or you can go to womanactnow.com, and you'll listen live there as well. So we'll talk to you soon, but when we think about time management, I want you to think about this. 1.5 times your annual salary divided by your working hours per year. That's how you're going to determine what your minute is worth. But that is the cost per hour. Now I want you to take that cost per hour and divide it by 60, and then you will actually find out what is your minute worth. When you make that determination, you're going to start to say, wait a minute, I got to protect my minute. I got millionaire minutes, and I'm just giving those millionaire minutes away to somebody just who's doing anything with my minutes. You know what? You ought to feel about your minute, your value of your minute, just like, you know, when you are listening to those telephone commercials. Or, girl, you know, somebody told me, you know what, I can't call into the call because that's going to use up my minutes. Well, girl, you better be telling somebody, listen, I can't do that for you because you're going to use up my minutes, and my minutes are valued at a certain price. My minutes are valued at $10 a minute, and I cannot afford to let you use up my minutes. Isn't that an amazing analogy when you think about your cell phone minutes? Boy, we'd be trying to make sure we stay within the plan. What about your plan? And that's why time management is so important. It's important for you to understand that your minutes are valuable. And so when you calculate, what is your minute worth? Boy, I tell you, I'm not giving my minute up for anyone. So the next thing I want to ask you, when you think about how you value time, I want you to consider a couple of things. How many hours do you work a week? Are you punctual? Do you arrive on time? How much time do you spend just having fun, leisure time, watching television? Then you're going to tell me how much you value your time, because guess what? Remember I said time is currency. So before I take you into tools that are going to help you get your money back, because that's what you're giving up. You're giving away your currency because you're not managing your time well. Are you one of those people that, you know, at the end of the day, you're trying to help everybody and then you're the one stuck at work doing your work, got to take your work home, got to come in early because you know what? You haven't managed your time well. And oftentimes, you know, it's not that you don't manage it well. Maybe you just don't know how to get rid of those interruptions or distractions or, you know, barriers in your life. And they're sucking up your life. They're sucking up your time with their things. So, you know, we've talked about the no more pie syndrome. Well, that's one of those things that you can take a look at. How many people are you giving that slice of pie to? Because guess what? If you're not managing that time well, then you're using up your time currency in a frivolous way. So let's continue. I want to talk about time management from this perspective. And I want to recommend a book to you. If you're watching me on Ustream or on our Woman Act Now live broadcasting, you can purchase a book called Manage Your Time. I love the DK Management series. I have several different types. They're called Essential DK Managers. And what they do is very short, colorful ways of communicating a different principle, you know, to you. So I want to share some of the principles that they have here, but I wanted to be able to talk from a resource today so that you can walk away and you'll have a resource that you can reach out to in order to manage your time better. So the first thing is that you've got to, before we get to moving and thinking about time management, when was the last time you took an inventory of your time? And what I mean by that, take a few days just to take a little notepad around with you and then record everything that you do. Record how much time you're spending on those emails. Record how much time you're watching television in the morning before you go to work, in the evening when you come home. Think about what are you doing during the daytime. If you're a stay-at-home mom, think about your time. If you are a person who is an entrepreneur, God knows we need to think about our time, especially if you are the solopreneur, the mompreneur, the womanpreneur, the kingdompreneur, the anypreneur. You better check out and see how are you using that time. So the first thing we want to do is think about how are we using our time and analyze that time. It's the best way to do it is to take that notepad, write down what you do. But this is the way you want to think about it too. You should block your time in about 30-minute segments. You know, if you're going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning, think about your life in 30-minute segments. You would be amazed at how little time we spend on specific things. Probably not more than 30 minutes. Sometimes it does require more. But if you'll start to segment it, especially in your workday, in those 30-minute segments. You ever wonder why calendars are broken down from 9 to 9:30 and not from 9 to 9:15 and you have to get a special calendar that shows that? Well, most of what we do, we can probably handle it in that 30-minute segment. I've read a number of different time management tools, and I got a recent article from my dear friend Marion Hurd, who shared with me, it was in USA Today or the Wall Street Journal, there was an article there that talked about time management. What is the best way to do that? They gave several different ways to do it when it came to your time management systems like your Franklin Covey planners. There's also another one called the Rotten Tomato or the Tomato Wheel. Basically, it's a time clock that's shaped like a tomato, and every 30 minutes, you turn it on, and when that task is over, you need to be finished or you need to move on. The other thing that you can do, you might not have that rotten tomato or the apple or whatever it is, the timer, but you do have probably in your possession a cell phone. If you'll take that cell phone, and I'm sure you probably have either a stopwatch on it, an alarm or something, and start to time yourself so that you can get some things done. So when we analyze our time, think about your time log in the sense of 30 minutes a day. And start to split up your workload in that type of way, that you'll spend 30 minutes here, an hour here, because guess what? Oftentimes, you will get distracted, and guess what? If you're distracted and you schedule an hour to do something, it's going to take you 25% more time in order to accomplish that if you are interrupted. So you started out planning for an hour. It's going to take you approximately 85 minutes to actually finish that. And if you do not plan what you're going to do in that hour, guess what? Every 1 minute of planning will save you 10 minutes in execution. So there are some real value to time management and managing your life and using time and being able to convert that time into an opportunity of currency. Of course, you know, this is no new information to many of you, but it's always great to re-look at, you know, how we do what we do. It's like spring cleaning at the first of the year. We start and we want to be real courageous and set all these goals and different things, but then the key is how do we get there? The next thing I want to encourage you to do is that it doesn't make any sense to keep that time log for 2 or 3 days and you don't go back and evaluate it. You don't go back and look for the bottlenecks, those things that are keeping you from achieving your goals, those things that rob you of your time. Remember, what is the value of your minute? What's the value? What are you willing to give up is really the question that you have to ask when it comes to your time. So it doesn't make sense to keep that log and you won't go back and evaluate and see where are you failing or what's holding you back, what's keeping you from it. Now, that might seem like a big thing to do, and I know it probably is because it probably is a very big thing for me to do too because I don't want to be that honest, but I'm trying it. If you'll try it with me, we can try it together and we could talk about it in our Woman Act Now community. How's it working for you? How difficult was it for you to stay on course? I know it's hard. Don't look at me and think it's not, or don't listen to me and think it's not, or like, you got this. I know you don't have it because I know I think I'm decent. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I think I'm decent, and I'm always off track. Let's talk about when you go back and review how you've behaved or how you've managed your time. You want to look for patterns of activity or habits that you might have. Do you have to always, you know, I haven't called that word yet, and you all know what it is. It starts with a P. It's called procrastination, the enemy of time management, the enemy of doing it in the now, the enemy of execution. Many of us, we don't want to really say it, but we are chronic procrastinators, chronic, just over and over. You just, you know, no matter what. And the way it shows up in your life is there's a video, and I believe I have it on our website. If you look up the word procrastination, it's called when I kind of procrastination, but when I get my stuff done, you know, I'm going to do this so I can get my stuff done. I need to run to the store because I need to do this before I get my stuff done. And ultimately, you know what? You don't get anything done. So I'm definitely guilty of that more times than I am not. Somehow I managed to get a lot of things done. But I can be a chronic procrastinator, and I think I perform so well under pressure. You know, I got it like that. Some of you might have that same challenge. So when we think about looking at that log and going over it, we really have to find those patterns. Are you getting up to eat too many times? Are you getting distracted? Are you taking too many phone calls because you think that you're the community counselor? Is everybody stopping at your desk because you're accessible? The way your environment is created, it just makes you accessible to everyone else. I mean, you got to find your place and evaluate this, and then we're going to have to make some changes. So let's talk about in order to manage time, you've got to have something to manage. Okay? In order to manage time, you've got to have something to manage. And that's where we get to goals. Goals and objectives will help you to manage your time. It will give you a roadmap and a compass to where you should be going. Without it, it's nothing worse than having an empty calendar. Can anybody agree with me on that? Okay, I think I heard you say yes. Because it's nothing worse than when you open up your calendar and now you have to think about where you're going in life. One of the great things that we've added to Woman Act Now, to the organization, for our Mentor Me members, those are the members, they get what's called a Do-It Girl call. And I am so excited about that call because I needed as much as they needed. One of the Do It Girl members who was on the call yesterday, she asked me this morning, did you do that Do It Girl journal? Because we talked about that on Tuesday. Did you finish that? Because, you know, yesterday you said that you were going to be doing such and such. And she called me on it right at the time I was supposed to be doing it. And I said, girl, I had to recreate my agreement with myself, but I am getting it done. And I'm so very proud of myself today because I have gotten it done. I have been moving forward. Now I've got to, I have it on my schedule again to do after this radio program. So when we think about getting things done to be able to manage our time, guess what? You've got to have something to manage. So when you open up that calendar, what's on your calendar, girl? Like, what's in your wallet? We call it on the Do It Girl call, what's in your bucket? The bucket represents the entire week. What big rocks are we going to put in that bucket? What task are we going to execute? All of those things are in the bucket. So you know what? That was in my bucket on yesterday. It's in my bucket again today because I have quite a bit to do on it. And she was calling me to the carpet, ladies. Why? Because I had something to manage. I had marked my time, and she was calling me to the carpet to see if I had done so. So when you think about planning for success and being a great time manager, you've got to have something to manage. So that leads me to right back to what we've been talking about all month, and that's, girl, get optimistic about living. What it is, it's about you setting your goals. It's about you wanting to be proactive. It's about you taking that minute, that 1 minute to plan so that you can save 10 minutes in execution. That's what this is about today. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. We're talking about time management, learning how to plan, to value your minute, to understand how to value that minute, and to also begin to plan and execute on your time. So, again, this is Coach Anna McCoy. So let's talk just a moment when we've, over these last couple of weeks, let me just do a little short review. The first week we did review, reposition, recommit. Those programs are available to you for download. You can download them, listen to them in your podcast and or in your iPod or whatever so that you can hear that information over and over again. The whole objective on getting you to review and to reposition yourself is to think about what did you plan for 2009? Let's start there. Did you manage your time well in 2009? How much didn't you get done? That's a part of that review process. If you had not completed most of what you wanted to do, or if you did and needed to reposition and create some new avenues, some new direction about setting your goals, then we encourage you to do that. Then finally, when you identified where you were and being honest with where you were today, we wanted you to evaluate whether your values aligned with your goals. And that's extremely important. One of the greatest things that you can do what you love to do. Your values will tell you what you love to do. We also encourage you in the repositioning position or in that in looking back at your 2009 and looking forward to 2010 was to determine what is important to you now based on new information in 2010. Maybe you have a new job. Maybe you have a new opportunity. Maybe you started a new business and you weren't in this place in 2009. So look at where you are today and determine where you're going to go from now to see what's changed in your life based on new information. Consider what you would choose if you could do anything, if money and health were not a problem. That will help you determine what's really important to you. What are your values? What do you value in life? Then we talked about reprioritizing what is important in your work, your family, and your spiritual life. Now, what's important, I want to also encourage you to listen to us next week because we're talking about working on priorities. And what I'm going to help you with there is your ability to be able to understand what priorities are, how to prioritize. And that's where oftentimes we will get thrown off track with our time management because we don't prioritize well. And some of us don't understand how to prioritize. So we want you to listen in to us on next week because we will be talking about your priorities or how to work on priorities or set or reprioritize. Also, we talked about in repositioning, learning to say no and meaning it. Boy, that's a big one for time management. You say yes too much, girl. You need to say, no, thank you. I'm not available right now. And it's okay. And one of the things, I remember helping one of our members, Margie Stewart, in her work environment, trying to manage her time, and she was struggled so much, and she had so much emotion attached to her inability to be able to get things done when she realized it was really a time management issue. It had to do with people interrupting her and her ability of not being able to say what? No, at the appropriate time and mean it. So she was able to get coached through that process and was able to turn things around, reposition her office, reposition herself, reposition her words, because we even talked about what words would you speak to a person if they came into your office and they wanted to talk to you, but you had a commitment on your calendar. That's how we manage time. It's just not how when we put it on our calendar, we've got to now learn how to manage the time and protect the time that we have marked. And that's what we were able to share with Margie. And then the last thing was really eliminating the clutter in your life, which includes people and things. And so that was our first week. So you want to go back and listen to that. Now let me take you up to week number two. We talked about balancing your life's goals. All of this is I'm going to wrap it all up in our ability to be better time managers. Is balancing life's goals. And that was on last week. We had the opportunity to hear from my coach and my mentor, Al Hollinsworth, who taught me these principles over 15 years ago, how to balance life's goals. And he shared with us about the word homeostasis and how important that was for you to understand how these 50 trillion cells, what we're made of. We want to go in the different directions, but we were created to walk in agreement, all 50 trillion of you. Those cells that make up who you are were created to work in harmony together. And so when we are in pursuit of goals and objectives in our lives, we're out of balance. We're trying to find the balance. And I shared with our ladies the week prior during the time that we were speaking about this is that balancing your life is like a symphony. You know, your family may represent the horn department, your workplace may represent the percussions. Your family may represent, you know, the drum section, the string section of the orchestra. So when you think about all this and trying to find that balance, guess what? You know very, very quickly, even if you were sitting at a symphony and listening to a symphony play and somebody played the wrong note, you're not a brilliant mastermind musician. You just know something's out of sync here. Something's out of harmony here. And so even in our own lives, we are in pursuit of finding that balance to relieve the internal pressures we find in our lives. Now, for some of you who may not heard, and you may be your first time listening to Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy, the real McCoy, we also talked about frustration. Frustration, what is frustration? Frustration simply is a barrier to goals. It's a barrier to your goals. So from this day forward, move forward with this in mind. If I feel frustrated because I can't manage my time well, then let's stop for a minute and figure out what is this bottleneck. And it's going to come to you in three different ways. One, it may be situational. It may be physical. It may be something that really you cannot control. If you were on your way to a meeting and you were trying to manage that time of yours and you get on the highway and there's been an accident, now you're just sitting there. It's out of your control. So you might find yourself very frustrated because you cannot achieve your goal of arriving at that meeting at the right time. So now look at frustration. It's just a barrier to goal. So immediately you would go into a mindset of trying to remove the barrier. You could do two or three things. You could drive off at the next ramp. You could drive off the side if you could without a ramp. You could call the people you're going to meet with and tell them, hey, I'm stuck in traffic. There's been a terrible accident. Or you can do those things, or you can even talk to yourself and say, you know what, just chill, Anna. There's nothing you can do about this. You can take all the steps that you can take in order to fix this and remove this barrier. But at the end of the day, you know what? It's just a barrier. Frustration is simply a barrier to your goal. The next one was interpersonal. That means your self-talk, your own issues that might keep you from achieving that goal. And then thirdly, interpersonal has to do with your relationships with other people. And so there could be other people who get in the way of helping you or assisting you or causing you or keeping you from achieving that goal who now are barriers to where you want to be. So we teach you how to overcome those barriers by thinking of ways in which you can overcome them, that you can execute around them, like I just gave you the illustration of two or three things that I could do to remove that barrier, that immediate barrier of frustration. So now when we think about time management, we are moving up to this week where we're talking about time is value. Time must be converted into opportunities of value. All of us have 24 hours, 7 days a week. What are you going to do with yours? So in this process of time management, it's important that you understand the value of your time. If you understand the value of your time, then you will mark your time for what matters most to you. I often share with individuals that it's so important that you mark your time. You write it down that I'm going to be here, I'm going to do this, because if you do not, you will give that time up for anyone because it has no value to you. So let's talk about just a couple of little things that can give you some tools to help you to begin to plan and to really work better at your time management. I think one of the things when we think about time management, it's important that we look at, depending on the type of time management tool we have, it is important that as we look at the big picture, we also break that picture down. And we have to break that picture down into tasks that we can execute. So it's important in how do you manage your time system. I want to recommend to you a time management system called the Action Day 2010. And the reason why it's important to me, and I'm a diehard Covey fan, and I had the opportunity because I wanted to bring something that was simple to the Women of Woman Act now that we can all agree upon. And I was able to find this particular product. And the reason why I like it, it's divided into four different parts. And what's important when it comes to our ability to manage our time is to be able to see what we're doing with our time. So the very first thing, our first section of this book is divided where it's called the bucket. The bucket represents your 24 hours, 7 days a week. The second part has to do with your tasks that you will execute. And if any of you have heard of Stephen Covey's The Rocks in a Bucket story, if you haven't, you can look at it on YouTube and just look up Stephen Covey, Rocks in a Bucket, probably will get you there. But I want to share just this short little story with you about rocks in a bucket so you'll understand what I'm sharing with you when it comes to managing your life and having something, having a tool really that will help you to be successful in your ability to execute or implement the plans that you desire. An instructor, it's called Rocks in a Bucket Story. Go figure. An instructor was lecturing on the subject of time and he started with a bucket and enough big rocks to fill it up. He put the big rocks in the bucket and asked us, is it full? Everybody said, yes, it's full, because it was full of buckets. Full of rocks he had put in the bucket. Then he put small stones in around the big rocks and asked us if the bucket was full. Probably not, we said. Next, he dumped in some sand and gave it a shake and asked us, is it full? No, we said. I believe we're starting to get the picture here. You know, most of us, when he started with just the bucket and the big rocks, because you know what? Maybe that's all that's supposed to go in there, so we considered it full. He put a few other smaller things in it that happened to fit, and guess what? Well, maybe not. Finally, when we get to the sand, we finally are catching on that we can get a whole lot more in that bucket. The people said no. Finally, he grabbed a pitcher of water and fill the bucket to the top with water. Now it's full. So then he asked, what's the point? You're probably asking the same thing. What's the point, coach? Somebody said, well, there are gaps in time, and you can always fit more into your life. No, he said, the point is, unless you put the big rocks in first, you won't get them in at all. In other words, plan time slots for your big issues before anything else happens. Are the inevitable sand and water issues will fill up your days, and you won't be able to fit in the big issues. And that's a quote, Stephen Covey. So if you haven't seen it, and to see it visually will certainly be helpful to you to further understand what I'm talking about as it relates to managing your time. I want to welcome our caller from 202, from the 202 area code, to the call, to the Woman Act Now radio today. We have several people listening in. If you'd like to speak with me, or if you have some questions about time management, or you have some tips that's been helpful to you, feel free to raise your hand and I'll invite you into the call. So going back to the time management system, the whole idea is to create a system that you can see, because I said in order to manage your time, you need to know what you're managing. What's interesting to me is it's hard for me to imagine, although I know it does happen, and I know that I've met many people who told me that they don't even have a calendar. They don't even keep a calendar. And I'm thinking, how in the world do you get things done in your life? You know, your mind or memory is as long as your shortest pencil. Just taste that one. Yes, that's exactly what I mean. We have tools all around us. One of the great things about being a person who is resourceful is being able to use the resources that are at your fingertips. Many of us have cell phones where we have voice memos on them where you can easily record a note to yourself. I was with a friend of mine, and I said, she was thinking about something, and she says, do you have a piece of paper? I said, no, just record a voice note. She said, well, I don't have that on my phone. I said, yes, you do. Why? Because she had an iPhone, too. And you know I know what's on that iPhone, honey. I said, that's one of those applications that came with a phone. That's not one you have to download, so it is there. Most of us, we do have some type of voice note or memo on our cell phones, because that's something that goes around with us all the time. And by the way, let me take an exit ramp here. I want to encourage you to sign that no cell phone policy on Oprah's website. If you didn't see that show, of course, I got off track, but I'm going to help you manage your time. Don't be trying to do everything in that car on the cell phone, okay? It was very devastating to hear, to see, to observe, and know that we all are guilty of some of the behavior that have cost lives. People have lost their lives, so don't try to do your time management while you're in the car, okay? Well, don't try to multitask, say, I can handle this, because your life is far more important than just making that call. And if you do have to make a call, pull over to the side just a few seconds, and I'm not talking about the side of the freeway. Get off the ramp, because that's even more dangerous, and stop at a store, make your call, get back on the ramp, and go on your way. So my husband and I, we've signed the no cell phone policy, and we want to encourage you to do the same. Your life depends on it, and your children and your family. So getting back to the time management issues is your time management system, the system you use. If it's, many of us use Microsoft Outlook at work, but how do you manage the rest of your life? That's during your work hours. What do you do to manage your children, to manage your family, to manage the things that you need to do in your home, with your car? How do you manage those times? You know, they will steal your time. It's amazing. You need to get a tire changed on your car. It feels like it takes you all day to get it done. Or get your oil changed. That's why some of us don't do it often. But we need to do it. So when it comes to managing your life, how are you doing that? You need a tool. Yes, you may carry a smartphone, right? Whether that be an iPhone, that might be a Palm or a BlackBerry. You know, I've come to learn this one thing. And you know, I love my technology. Yes, I do. However, what I understand or understood about it is when I put it in there, it would be in there, and it was like a black hole. I mean, if I got something scheduled a week from now and I put it in my iPhone, it's like in a black hole. Because I can't see it. I don't know if this happens to you. So I decided I would go back to paper because I need to see. See, if you're watching me, I need to see. See what's going on here. I need to be able to write out what I need to do. And the reason why I encourage you to get the Action Day Planner is because it gives you basically four sections to work with. that story I just read to you on the bucket story. The first part of this, it has to do with your bucket, the 24 hours, 7 days a week. How are you managing that? Each one of us have the same bucket. We've got the same bucket, and it carries the same amount of time for each one of us. So that allows us to see, first of all, the first thing that goes in the bucket are the must-haves, the must-dos, the things that you have to get done in that week alone. Those big rocks go in the bucket. If you're familiar with the Stephen Covey system, the Franklin Covey system, they have what's called a compass. In that compass, it's a little sheet of paper which allows you to identify the roles that you need to play in your life in that week. And what's really great about that compass, it's not in this particular book, but it could be a great addition even if you to help you identify the big rocks or the projects and goals that you need to accomplish this week and this week alone. Now, what you do is you take that and you identify what are you going to do for yourself first, then you're going to identify what roles I need to play. For example, I may need to, like this week, I have several roles. I am webmaster, I am wife, I am a supporter, I am going to be a staff support for Manac now, so I get my brain and my mind in that role of service, of assisting from technology to preparing food, whatever I need to do to prepare for the Manac meeting and support Richmond and his ability to do extremely well. Then I'm also going to be a host because I have a guest who is staying overnight over the weekend. So now I've got all these roles, so I had to figure out, okay, what do I need to do for this person? What do I need to do for that one? When it came to, for instance, with the webmaster, there's some specific things like the Do It Girl journey that I have to write. I have to sit down and do it. It's not something I can delegate to someone else. When it comes to being a wife, I've got to prepare dinner for my husband today and yesterday because he's in town, so I got to make sure, you know, I got food. That's a big one, ladies. If you don't know me, you know, my husband and I, we both travel. We like two shifts in a night. And girls, when he's here, you know, when he's here a while, I got to get adjusted. You know, I got to get the food in the house, the fruit. You know, all that's taking up my time. I need to go to the bank. You see what I'm saying? Right after this call, right after this Woman Act Now radio. So, and I got other things to do. I mean, I just don't have time to do all this domestic stuff. So you might feel the same way too, but it has to be done. So when you think about the roles you need to play, being able to identify the role, then identify the big rock. And the big rock is, what is that big task that you've got to do in order to meet the need of this big rock? So I've got some shopping I have to do to meet the needs of my guest as a host, to make sure, like even preparing the room, all of those are big rocks, because guess what? They had to be done when? This week. Not some other week, but this week. So when we think about this, that's another piece that you can add to the pie. Let me continue. I want to continue to tell you about the big rocks and the water and the sand and all those things. And what is that? You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. We broadcast every Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we're talking in our entire month, we're talking about time management, goals. Girls, get optimistic about living, goal setting and planning and balancing. So what I want to continue with is talking about the bucket. Remember, the week represents the 24 hours, 7 days a week. The next one would be the task that you need to execute. That would be considered as the sand, the water, and the stone. Those are the smaller things that, although we want to get them done, they may or may not end up in the bucket because we have to get those big rocks done. The third part is the goals and the projects, and those are the big rocks. When you identify those big rocks in your life, then you want to plan, number one, what's the result? You need to see the future. Oftentimes when we coach women, we're coaching them from where they are today. We want to see what's going on in your life now, what's happening in the present situation. Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? That's looking forward, looking in the future. So when you set a goal, you need to see the end of the moment. Then the next thing is, what is the next thing or the next step that you can execute? Because what's important about that next step, that is what is going to determine what's going to go in that bucket. What time will you do that? What relationship will you connect with? What place do you need to be? So that's going to help you get things in your bucket. And then the fourth part of this particular time management system, the Action Day Planner, or Action Day 2010. You can go to actionday.com in order to purchase this, or you can purchase it at your local Staples stores. But the Action Day Planner, that last part is number four, which is delegation. What projects are you going to delegate to others? That is so important for you to understand. You know why? Simply this. In order for you to execute and achieve what you want, oftentimes you really can't do it alone. And most times when we think about getting things done and being able to delegate it to other people, we share this one principle. The death of a leader, of any leader, is being a person who will delegate to a person you know cannot execute, that you know will fail, even though you delegate it to them. So this part of delegation is so important to you to be able to see, as you're trying to achieve your projects, who do you need to follow up with? Who did you talk to? Who did you delegate it to? And when are they supposed to give it back to you? All of that is in this two sheets of paper right here, and it comes in a much smaller version. If you don't like an 8.5 by 10, it comes in a 5.5 by 8.5 as well, that you can keep in your purse. Because here's the key, a part of time management, everywhere you go, make sure you have your calendar with you. I was in Orlando, and I had an opportunity. A young lady said, can I meet with you, or can I talk with you? Can I give you a call on tomorrow? I said, wait a minute, give me a minute. And right there, it was about 9 or 10 o'clock at night after our first Woman Act Now meeting in Orlando. I said, sure, why don't I put you down here? So I expect you to call me here or call me there or whatever, however we connected. But I had my calendar, and she was just so amazed that what I'm talking about, I'm actually doing. So choose a time management system that you know you can carry around with you all the time, because that's what's going to make a difference. Remember I told you your memory is as long as the shortest pencil. I can hardly believe I have been talking for 48 minutes. I mean, I don't even think I even had a breath. But I'm glad somebody from the 407-694 area code is going to join me and give me a break to take a little swig of water. So I'm going to welcome you to the show. How are you doing? Who are we talking with today?
Yeah, hi. This is Madonna Alexis.
Hi, Madonna. Good to hear from you.
You too. I just joined in. I had a meeting earlier, so I wasn't able to get in on time.
Well, listen, she wasn't able to get in on time. You know what I'm saying, people? But it's okay. She's on here now. It's her time. So you have a comment or a question?
I just wanted you to maybe kind of just touch up a little bit on the delegation. You're just saying be responsible for everything that you're doing, and then make sure that the person that you delegated to follows up on what you need done, right?
Yes, yes. Well, thank you for asking, because on delegation, it's important when we delegate to other people, being able to delegate effectively is very, very important. And the first thing I want you to know is that when you delegate, I want you to have this in mind. Delegation is not permanent. If you look at the Woman Act Now word of the day and you research that and put in the word delegation, you're going to get some great things on delegation for you. But I'm going to share a few tips with you as it relates to delegating. Number one is make sure, if you're going to delegate, make sure you define objectives clearly when you delegate a task. What do you think is the greatest failure for most people when they delegate?
I guess not effectively communicating.
Absolutely. Poor communication. And when we poorly communicate with others, we're not clear about what we want. So it's important that we also identify that end of the moment. Just like you did, like I just talked about, if I set a goal, right? I have a project and I'm talking to a team person and I'm asking for that, then I want to do the same thing I would do for myself, and that is identify what the goal is, then identify the results I want. Be very intentional, what we call implementation intention. You want to make sure that that person understands exactly what you want, and then ultimately you want to identify some of the next action steps for that individual. And a part of delegating is for you to be able to go back to that person and follow up. There's a strange thing about delegating something to someone. It's called accountability. For some reason, as a person who delegates, we often may feel that if we go and ask them about it, certainly if we ask them about it before it's due, then, you know, maybe I'm being a micromanager. Maybe I'm, you know, being overbearing or over-controlling. But the reality is that is not the case. That is just something that gets you off course. What the real deal is, if you want to be successful, are you willing to take the risk to make sure that you maintain your strategy, you maintain your word with what you're trying to do, and be able to go back and say, hey, I know, listen, that project you're working on that's due tomorrow, how are you coming along? Because there's a flip side to this, Madonna. The flip side to delegation is the person you delegated to oftentimes does not know how to recreate an agreement. And so what you'll find is at the end of that moment, you'll find a person saying to you when you fail to follow up is these two words, I'm sorry. And guess what? There ain't no time for I'm sorry. That's why we talking about time minutes. That's why we set a date. So that we can achieve that date for whatever the reason is, and oftentimes people don't know the big picture. And was that helpful for you?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It just kind of keeps you, it gives you an order to stay on track of what you're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And another thing about delegation is make sure that when you delegate to people, you also reward them for completing what you've asked them to do.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes.
If you have any more comments, I'd be happy to take them or questions.
Well, I don't really have a comment. I just wanted to kind of make a statement here. I was going through the book, and I believe it was Chapter 9, when you had said something about be proactive.
Yes.
Right. So I wanted to see, I don't know if this is the protocol for it, but I wanted to be proactive and say next time you're in Orlando, if we can kind of schedule something. I did send you an email.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you responded to it or not.
I'm not sure I got it if it's in reference to that.
Really? Okay.
No.
Okay, I'll do it again then.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I actually received it or and that's a, you know, that's a wonderful comment. Ooh, I'm working on this thing called second effort. Second effort. Mm. You know what I'm about to say, don't you, Madonna?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
A part of that process of time management and following up and achieving your goals is that second effort. You know, the second effort really doesn't cost you much, but I don't know what it is. People don't do it. If I respond to you in a timely manner, what's your second effort? Hey, coach, I sent you an email, or here's an email I sent you a couple of days ago. Maybe you overlooked it, or you know, I'm pretty sure it probably got here, but I just, you know, I get a lot of emails, a whole lot of emails. But second effort is, you know, I know you're probably very busy, but I just wanted to bring this to your attention when you're available or whatever. That's the second effort. Second efforts can win contracts. Second efforts build new relationships. Second efforts create partnerships. Second efforts, don't get me started.
Yeah, it's really true what you're saying, because what happens is I think the reason people don't do it as much is because they become intimidated or fear, and they're afraid of objection, you know, like rejection. They're thinking that maybe the person didn't respond because they weren't interested.
Yeah, but what's so funny, you already been rejected, if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, that's what happens. I think that's why people don't do the second effort, but I'm definitely not going to do that. I'm not one of those people.
Make that second effort, and I know that you're capable because you got in touch with me, honey. And I responded back to you, didn't I?
Yes, you did, ma'am.
So I'm short of our staff today or this week because we have one of our staff members out for her family. She's had a bereavement, a loss in her family. So when we think about this, ladies, I just want us to stay focused in being able to really manage our lives because we're talking about execution. So, Madonna, I just want to thank you for joining me on the show today.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to welcome 61, I think that's 615, to the show from Tennessee, somewhere in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, Nashville, Tennessee. This is Virginia.
Hey, Miss Virginia. How you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, and I just wanted to thank you for clarifying that fourth step on delegation. I had a situation this week whereas, wanting to make sure that I defined the objective clearly.
Yes.
But still didn't get the feedback that I was looking to get.
Mm-hmm.
But you made a mention about, that delegation does change.
Yes, it does.
And I just thought that that was a very good point because that's what I'm having to do is to shift delegation to make sure that these things are done. When you're doing everything yourself, it already feels like everything that's filling up that bucket is water. Not the big rocks, but the little rocks and the sand.
Yeah,
it's just like it's filled up. And then with the big issues, I know that's what was on my mind, but I'm spending so much time on the smaller things that I'm not getting things accomplished on the big tasks that belong to me, the things that I cannot delegate. So I appreciate you saying that because that just solves my little issue. Thank you.
The other thing, thank you for sharing that, but the other thing I want to share with you in the book Woman Act Now, if you haven't gotten your book, it's available at
pretty much
the store that you want to buy it from, but I believe that it's in the execution section. There are 10 mm-hmm. keys to successful execution, but in that section also I believe we talk about clarity under execution,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have my book. I have my book on Kindle, Woman Act Now on Kindle, so I get to carry it around with me all the time, but it doesn't have the same page numbers as the regular book.
Okay.
But when you were talking about delegation, the other thing about delegation is you have to be clear, and what does clarity do for you? Clarity does a couple of things. I'm going to tell you five things because we'll be closing here shortly, and I'm going to say thank you, Virginia, because then I'll close out the show in about a couple of minutes, and you can continue to listen. But I want to just close with this. When we think about time management, we have to be clear about what we want in life. And remember, we started the show out today talking about what is your minute worth? What is that minute valued at? When you start to value your minute, you'll value your life. You'll value the opportunities that are presented before you because time is currency, and that currency must be converted into an opportunity of value. So in that section in Woman Act Now, in the execution section, there is a section where we were just talking here about delegation, where I delegated a task. And again, you have to follow up. You have to be clear about what you want. You reward people for doing what you've asked them to do. But when you are clear more than anything else, and when you are clear about your objectives in life, clarity will get the assignment right. Clarity helps you to honor your commitment. Clarity keeps you focused on the task. Clarity eliminates confusion, and clarity expels excuses. So, ladies, I want to thank you so much for listening in on Woman Act Now Radio, and I'll be certainly hoping to interview some of you experts, the Woman Act Now members who are experts in various different areas as we continue to move forward in 2010. I want to remind you, what is our theme? Our theme is finish it. In order to finish it, you better have some clarity, sister girl. You better have some clarity. And clarity does what? Gets the assignment right. It will get your assignment right so that you'll know where to measure and where to put your time. Clarity will help you to honor your commitments. It will teach you how to say yes and no and mean them. Clarity keeps you focused on the task. Guess what? You will get the big rocks in your bucket. Clarity eliminates confusion. You will know the direction that you should move in. You will know what, when, where, and how you should manage your bucket. And then clarity expels excuses. Because guess what, ladies? If you're clear about what you want in life, you're clear about where you want to go, you set your goals and objectives, you got the big rocks in the bucket, there are no excuses because you will finish it. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy with Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy, and we're going to talk to you on next week. So listen in. You need to join Woman Act Now if you're not a member to participate in all of our calls. We'll talk to you soon. God bless. Visit us at womanactnow.com.